I think one word to sum up yesterday was, wow. We had an amazing time with the Lord. And so I had an opportunity to be used by the Lord yesterday. When it came time to ask the Holy Spirit what he wanted to share, and removing our preconceived ideas is what was spoken to me. So by that, it just came to me so strong that, you know, we can read God's word and we can know it in our brains, and we can claim that as maturing in the things of God. But if those words aren't in our heart, it's not the way his word was meant for us. His love is given to us by the Holy Spirit, filled in our hearts, not in our brains. If we get his word in our brain, we're subjecting ourselves to works and law. It's so by the Holy Spirit showing me that, it's don't be ashamed to go back to milk, go back to the basics, and let those words speak to your heart. Because yesterday, as I was as I was reading and sharing with what the Lord had put on my heart and what he just had for us, he spoke to me in a way that I thought I was going to lose control of myself for a couple times there. I was crying, and Brother James saved me with some Kleenex, and I thought I was going to get caught up laughing and just the joy of the Lord, knowing that Jesus is our big brother, and accepting that in my heart. Like, God is, he's my papa, he's my dad, my daddy, my any word you want to place on that for him, that's what he is. We're a family. Like, it's real. It's real. And just let that get into your hearts. And that's just, last night I went home and I was sharing with Tanya, and I was so excited, and it was like happening again, and my eyes were watering, and I was starting to cry, and I was just like, he's our big brother. Any big brother wants to protect their little brother from any bully, any attack, anything. And his spirit is what's in us. And he overcame the world already. We don't have to be subject to emotions, offenses, thoughts, anything. We have our big brother's spirit in us. And it was so funny. This whole thing is sinking in. I'm a son of God. We're all sons and daughters of God. It's there. We may receive it. We have to take it. Just because we may doesn't mean we have it. We have to receive it. We have to take it. We have to own it. And last night I was sharing with Tanya, and I almost didn't. I was kind of embarrassed. But there was, you know, the Little Rascals, that the little guy Buckwheat, was super happy that he had a pickle. He's like, I have a pickle, I have a pickle, you know, I have a pickle, hey, hey. I was like, I am a son of God, I am a son of God, I am a son of God, hey, 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 hey. I was so happy. I was like, it's real, like, it's mine, he is my papa, like, oh, I was embarrassed. He was my papa. I never shared it with anybody until the other night. I shared it with Tanya. In my secret place, I would call him papa. But I'm not ashamed of him. I'm not ashamed to call him papa. I love him. He loves me. He loves you more than we could ever love anybody. And just receiving that and not being ashamed to go back to the beginning and remove our preconceived ideas, because they're no good for us up here. It's bad for us. We're putting ourselves under a law and under works. Get them into your heart, because you're a son, you're a daughter, and he loves you, and those words are meant for our hearts. So Wow.
The forms? I said, no, we didn't use the forms. She said, well, did you guys pray at the end? I said, no, we didn't pray at the end. She said, what? I said, yeah. We just received and remembered that we're already free. We're free. We're free. Unless we believe the lie, preconceived ideas, that we're still in chains. Bible's so clear that we're new creations in Christ. Old things, chains have passed away. Behold, all things are new, including freedom. So yeah, we can sing this with truth. Freedom reigns in this place. There's showers of mercy and grace flowing through our veins and through our entire being. And every face here can express the freedom that's already been purchased for you if you walk in it. It's there. It's there. We don't need to remind ourselves of everything that we have in our lives. Holy Spirit can clean us up just fine. He's well able to make us into who God wants us to be. So remember, the next time you do something, you say, whoa, man, that's kind of like old nature. That's not who you are. You're a new creation. That's just repercussions of the work that God's doing in you. Let's believe who He says we are. Sons and daughters of God. If we've been made sons, we've been made free. If you've been made daughters, you've been made free. Man, if we just take that and start singing in our hearts, freedom reigns in this place, Lord, because you love me. You love me so much you gave your son. Jesus, you love me so much you laid down your life so I could be free. I believe that truth. Thank you, Lord, for reconciling me to yourself. God, for taking every filthy rag, every disgusting thing that was in my life and exchanging it for your righteousness. You see me right standing with you, Lord. You see me 100% like you see Jesus. There's no difference in your heart, Father. You see me like you see your son, because I am a son. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I told the guys who went to Transform that as they feel led by the Lord through worship, we're going to share. And I just felt that that was the opportunity for me to share about my session. I do want to say this, that yesterday was the least planned Transform we've ever done. And it was the one I was most nervous about because it was least planned. But God moved so powerfully through it. I mean, to the place like David was saying, he's like crying as he's speaking. And Moses is sharing out of deep revelation. You don't have to go back to your seat, but you can. Deep revelation of what God was doing in his life, in his family's life. Josh sharing out of receiving the power of love from God. not stealing your thunder, guys. It's, and the thing is that it was so woven together as a tapestry than Jesse sharing at the very end on the Holy Spirit and how Holy Spirit is always with us. He even challenged us that Holy Spirit was probably there saving our souls when we were getting into trouble, when we were younger, doing things that we shouldn't have done. And he was working in our lives, saving us. Not just when we received Christ, but saving us from stupid selves sometimes. Sorry for using that stupid term. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Have we already transitioned out of worship? Is that what happened? Thank you, Lord. Glenn, this was your first transformed, although you've been being transformed like every single day in God. But
yeah,
what did you receive, brother?
I had no idea what to expect coming to a transformed. All anyone had to say was it's different every time. So I guess I just expected a new experience. I guess just a new way to experience God. And just over the last couple weeks, my wife and I have kind of just been on a journey of our own and accepting sonship, as many of us here in the church have been, you know, fully living that out and not living as though we are buried under burden still, because Jesus came out of the grave. We don't need to rest in that grave anymore.
That's right.
We don't need to be buried under those heavy weights. We don't need to be yoked to the burdens that we carried before we knew the Lord. But yesterday, I don't know what happened, but I know I had a wonderful time. And the Holy Spirit, I had prayed in the Spirit before, but never had it brought me that joy. That afterwards, I can't explain it. Just that my spirit was happy. I felt fulfilled. I felt filled. So, yeah. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank the Lord. Sonship. Daughtership, whatever you want to call it. I know when I say sonship, some of you think like, why is he just talking about men? Well, we are the sons of God, male and female. So when I say sonship, I'm not excluding women. But I'll still throw in daughters every now and then so that you know that you're included. Praise the Lord. Come on up, Moses. I know you're ready. I see it on your face.
God bless you all. And just wanted to share a little bit. You know, we had a great time there with the men. And they gave me the session of priest of the home. And, you know, as Pastor shared, you know, God's just been moving deeper and deeper into our lives. And I've been in church all my life, you know. One thing that this has just been doing to me and started before the transform, it just exploded there that weekend. I was just, as soon as I got there, I started weeping. I mean, since the morning, you know, just going into it. And I finally got it, you know. I am a son of God. And I finally proclaimed that I am a son of God. And I said, how can we be priests of the home if we don't know who we are? How can we be priests of the home if we don't walk in it? And I've learned how to walk in my Christian liberty. I've learned to walk in it and be happy in it. I've learned to walk in it. I've learned to actually say that I am a son of God, that my sins are forgiven, that I don't have to look back. I don't. It's great. And, you know, and I've always struggled with that, living in your Christian liberty, knowing that you are forgiven, knowing that God's not looking down on you, waiting to beat on you. He's not. He's there to say, don't do that. And he said, good job. He's not there to beat you with a stick. He's not. I gave the example one day where I was out there and working on a vehicle and in the field, and Andrew heard a commotion with some dogs out there, and he goes, you hear that, Dad? And I'm like, yeah. I want to go look. I go, don't go out there, son. Don't go over there. No, but I want to look. Don't go over there, son. No, I want to look. All right. And I kept continuing working. And all of a sudden, he comes screaming around the corner, Dad! And there's this dog chasing him. And I got so mad, I turned around, I started chasing that dog off. You know, but sometimes we just want to look, don't we? I just want to look. God's telling you, don't go over there. But I want to see. Don't go over there. Dad, get me out of this. You know, get me out of this. Listen to the voice of the Lord. The Holy Spirit wants to speak to you. He wants to guide you. He doesn't want to beat you with an ugly stick. Come on, guys. He doesn't want that. He's a loving father. And I thank the Lord for that. That he, my spirit is in tune with the Father. And I'm actually able to say that you're my Father and you love me first. You loved me first before I loved anybody else. How can we love if we don't have the Father's love in us? Acknowledge and know that God loves you and he died on the cross for you. Then you can be all you can be in your Christian walk. Then you can walk with your head up in your Christian walk. Not thinking that you're a failure because you stumble. Not thinking that God's mad at you because you're not doing it right. We're all bumbling and stumbling through this world. No, but it's only through God's mercy that we make it through there. You ask God for his help. You ask that Holy Spirit, where do you want me? Where do you need me? Surrender everything to him. That's what you got to do. Say, here it is, God. Here it is. That's what I said. I can't do this anymore, God. Here it is. Everything. Everything is here. It's at your feet. Everything. I'm not holding nothing back. Everything is here. What do you want? What do you want from me? What do you want me to do? Here it is. You want that too? Here it is. You want this too? Here it is. You want my time? Here it is. You want my money? Here it is. Everything's yours. Who am I? Everything comes from above. I had the honor of speaking to the men, but they've inspired me, and hopefully I inspired them. God is great. God is good. He wants the best for you because you are sons and daughters. You are his sons and daughters. If you weren't worth anything, he wouldn't have died on the cross. That's what I learned. If you were not worth anything, he wouldn't have died on that cross 2,000 years ago. So don't let anybody tell you any different, that you're worthless, you're a failure, or you can't do it, it's too hard. No. That was true, he wouldn't have died for you and me. If God didn't love you, he wouldn't have sent his son down here to die for you. It was great. It was great. Like I said, I was just a wreck the whole way through. I felt the presence of the Lord when I got there in the morning. And I just started. And I had my notes. I had, scripture. And the pastor goes, you just say what's on your heart. And I did. And I did. And I thank you, Pastor. Thank you for that. And be inspired. Be motivated. Go forward. Pedal to the metal, as they say. Full throttle. You know, we're talking about racing and other cars and crazy stories of our youth. Yeah. Pedal to the metal, man. Full throttle. What do you got to lose? You got nothing to lose. Let's do it. You know. God bless you all, and thank you for your time. Amen.
You're ready, huh?
I think I'm ready. I sometimes get nervous up here in front of all of you, but that's going to change. That's going to change. I've been lacking a little bit of freedom, I suppose I could say. But yesterday, with all my brothers there at that Transformed classes, that was just so awesome being there with all you guys. And I feel a renewal in my heart right here. I was afraid to ask Jesus for help. I was afraid to ask my wife and my friends, my close friends for help, and my brothers. But this time I want to be held accountable. Yesterday, I threw away my cigarettes after 38 years. 38 years. I'm 54 now. I've had bypass surgery. I've had 3 heart attacks. But if I'm going to be sickly from now on, it's going to be natural, not from something I do to myself. It's going to be Jesus. Me and Jesus from now on. And I just want to say that's what I learned from that class yesterday. Moses, I can't be going outside to have a cigarette every 10 minutes if I'm going to be the priest of my household. Just a minute. We can't study this right now. I got to go have a cigarette. That ain't going to happen no more. No more. And David, what you said, don't wake up and try to be a Christian. Wake up as a Christian. So I had fun yesterday, guys, with all you and Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I want to encourage every woman, every daughter of the King, to be at next week's Women's Transformed, because I believe it's not going to be business as usual. What do you think, hon? Is it going to be business as usual? No. Because I believe that for whatever reason, God's grace, when we receive it as men, spills over on the women's. And if what happened yesterday is going to multiply for the women of this house, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Do what you need to do to be there. If you need help with childcare, please call another woman or call a family. Just make sure that nothing keeps you back. Because I really believe that you're going to receive, as so many of us men did, an understanding of sonship. Right, Tyson? Tyson came up, I think you got there just after the first morning session, didn't you? Right around then? Why don't you come up, share a little bit, bro? He wasn't going to be able to make it, but he did join us, and it was a pleasure having you. Go ahead, brother.
It was difficult to try to find some time to make it to this encounter, but you know God makes ways, and so that's the thing is when you focus your attention on Him, and you look to Him, He'll make that way possible for you. So women, I encourage you, if you feel like, oh, I don't know if I can make it, you know, even if it's just a half a day, like me, I mean, you can still receive, and so don't let anything hold you back from receiving all that God has for you this weekend. So my encouragement is to try to go to make every possible way. Even like, for instance, if you don't feel like I've got to work and I don't feel like my supervisor is going to let me have the day off. Well, how do you know? Just ask, you know, ask in His name, right? In prayer. And so there was an underlying factor in this men's transform. And it was love. And, you know, I've heard that so many times. It's gone through my brain, you know. And I know about love. I love God. But what God kind of spoke to me was, it's not about my love. It's about His love. It's about Him loving me first, right? Because my love has strings attached, right? You know, I have a good day. I love God. I have a bad day. Well, I love Him just this much, this percentage, you know, because I'm having a bad day. It's hard to love God in that same way, right? But God's love is surmountable. You can't fathom it, right? So even on my good day of loving Him, doesn't even compare to the amount of His love. And so this transformed for me was like I wasn't able to teach and bring a word, but God said, that's okay. I still have something for you. It doesn't matter how many transforms you've been to. I still have something for you. And so I was able to go, and so I didn't have to focus my attention on teaching and instilling in people, you know, and teaching them. I was able to receive God's glory and His love and be educated during that time. So it doesn't matter what you preconceived, my preconceived ideas, right? What you preconceived, how the transform's supposed to be, it's not going to be that, because God has bigger plans for you. He has different ideas for you at this transform. So women, my encouragement is don't go in with a mindset of how you think it's going to be. Go in with expectation and anticipation, and God will meet you in that place. So God bless you guys. Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. James, you ready? My wife said James, so she must be like saying, he's ready. I don't know when you're not ready. I mean, most of the time you always are ready to give a word, so.
That's right, Pastor. It's always a time to give a word for the Lord, you know. That transforming class for me, I think I made three of them so far, and all of them have been awesome, let me tell you. The Spirit of God is always there. He's always on time. And on my way from home, as I was telling Pastor the other night, that Friday night, I could not sleep. I was just on pins. Wife out of town, and I was jumping around the house like crazy, you know, and waiting for Saturday morning. And I was anxious to get to the transforming class. And boy, when I got here, and as the brother said, you know, the Holy Spirit was in there when we walked in the building. And I felt such a peace when I walked in. I felt a deliverance. I felt like somebody going to be set free from something in this place. And so it did happen. We had some awesome men of God speaking powerful words in our lives. We counted each other. We counted 11. I think it was 10. We counted 11. We was missing one. Well, the 12 disciples. So, but that's okay. Pardon me. It was 12. Oh, we was all there. Even James. James was there. I didn't see Andrew or none of them. John, Peter, didn't see none of them. But we was all there. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. I am so honored, boy. Let me tell you, I would challenge any men here to maybe get the next transforming class. Oh, my God. You guys would be new in creation. Be new men. Let me tell you. Oh, Satan won't have nothing on you. Let me tell you, boy, boy, your feet will be on him 24-7. You hear what I'm saying? You'd be on 24-7. That's right, brother. Jump up and down on him. That's the only thing he's supposed to see anyway, is the bottom of your feet when you stepping up on him. Amen. Hallelujah. Boy, somebody ought to get happy there. Boy, boy. How many men's we have in here? I mean, we got quite a few men's in this house. Boy, let me tell you, don't miss it. Do not miss it. God got something powerful in your lives. If he can do it for me, he can do it for you. But how many times that you wake up sometime and you say, Jesus, did I hurt you in any kind of way today? Did I hurt you, Jesus? Don't hurt him. Step out. Let him reign up in you. He will set your families free. He will do everything in your life with his power to keep you on the straight and narrow. Ooh. Oh, I don't know what you feel, what I feel. Man, this old bottom of this floor is going to get ready to shake here. I can feel the power of God just like a trembling right now up underneath my feet today. And I believe when he get you in that mold, get you in that power and authority where he wants you to be, you need to be there. Whew. Holy Spirit, thank you for bringing me, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for pulling me, Lord, from that gutter. I was sick, lost, didn't know where to go, didn't know what to do. But you came up on me and pulled me from the pits of hell. Chapter. Pulled me up from the pits of hell and set me on the right track. I've been on that track. I stirred off a little bit, but I came back. He brought me back. That's right. He brought me back. And I believe he got a mighty work. Not only just in me, in this church also. God can use you. He can use you. Come on, men. Don't miss another one. That room down there yesterday could have been packed wall to wall. Take a stand with your family. Be the priesthood of your home. You got to be the priesthood. I just want to thank you. I better slow down. I might want to preach here a little bit, but I'm gonna turn it back to the pastor. God bless every one of you.
Praise the Lord. He can get you stirred up when you hear James. Get you fired up. Praise God. I'm looking around. Who? Rick, did you want to share? This was your first time to any of these. Second? Oh, that's right. You were with us. You were with us not the previous time. Was it the time before or the time before that? The transformed. That's what I thought. Okay.
I mean, I've been to a lot of different conferences. I've been to Promise Keepers, which is a great conference in itself. But this one was really special to me. God knows where we are. He knows how to reach us. And I'm so thankful that He is a loving God. He didn't come in like a mighty wind or a rushing lion, you know what I mean? I mean, He came in gentle, in a loving way. He just enveloped all of us together in that room. It just felt so good to be in His presence. And when it came for prayer, I heard a lot of good prayer, and I thought, how am I going to compete with that? I mean, it was so good, but God came through. He gave me the words, and it was just so awesome. I was like, where'd that come from, God? Did you give me that? It was good. I love your word. So I thank Him and just give Him all the praise and the glory.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, I encourage every man to make it to the next Transform whenever it is. But let me tell you this. You don't have to wait for Transform to be transformed. You are transformed. That is the message. You are transformed. Walk in the love of God. Walk in the newness of life that's already here. The time together is incredible. But I can tell you, sitting in your home by yourself, you can receive God in such a miraculous way with your family that you're not the same next week when you come. You guys go home and say, you know what? We're going to live as if we're transformed, because you are. Amen?
Amen. I am free. I want to say that. If I want to share my heart says that I am free. The world says I am not, but the Lord says that I am free. He says that we're His children and we're free. He created us in His image. Everybody know that? If you don't, now you know. He created us. If you don't know, now you know. He created us in His image. He created us for Him to live in us. So when I can understand that He loves me, and every lie and everything that pulls me away from Him, that makes me feel guilty, shameful, bad, all that stuff, up until recently, I let that control the decisions I made. But today, I don't have to do that. So I don't have to put my hope in a person, in a thing, in a situation. That my hope is in Jesus Christ. And this is something that I'll be honest, it's like my head's on tilt and I'm, you know, my heart's got to get involved, but I don't got to walk around being mad at my children or my wife or my friends or disappointed because so-and-so did this or didn't do this, because I'm free. I'm free from all that. That's what I learned, is I'm free from that, that you can't make me mad. You might try to, and I'll be honest, I might fall into it. I'm still learning. I mean, okay, you can, but you shouldn't be able to. How's that? But by faith, and I'm saying truly on the authority given to me, that you can't, that you shouldn't be able to, that I don't have to have a bad day, that if I'm made in the image of God, I'm made in the likeness of God. You're made, every single person on this entire planet was made for a purpose. Made in the likeness of God, created specifically, each one of us designed. So what Satan wants you to believe is that your mistakes and your life as it has mapped out, as it has happened, it makes you not worthy. It makes you shameful. It makes you no good. But that's not the truth. Because even if you were the cause of a poor decision that you made, do you think that it just throws God's plan out the window? I mean, really, do you think that? Do you think like, oh, I can't believe I just said that to her. Great. And all of a sudden, in our minds, we're like so far from God. We're no good. And how can they love me? How can he love? It's like all of a sudden I'm done. But do you think that mistake, that poor choice really changes God? If you know the word, it says that he does not change. Right? I mean, so it also says he knew us before we were born. So he knew back then that you were going to do something now. He knew that. It did not change his mind about who he created you to be, about his love for you. It did not change his mind. You heard somebody say, it is about his love for me. And I'm not being selfish up here, but it is. It's his love for me. It's his love for you that makes you who you are. It's not your love for him. Yes, you do love him, but if he didn't love you first, you'd be done. So I have to walk this out. We have to walk this out. We have to understand that the power of love is so great that there's nothing that can change that. There's nothing. I don't care, man. I grew up, man, I can tell you stories and stories of things that I did that are shameful, that are just ridiculously, I don't even care to speak about them anymore. It didn't change God's love for me. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here today. The other fact is that he chased me everywhere I went and did not stop and did not spare a single effort, did not spare a single ounce of love to chase me down, to dwell inside me, to live inside me, to capture my heart so that I could live how I'm living today. He did that. You got to understand that I didn't do that. You're here today and you confess Christ as your Savior. That's not because of something you did. That's because he drawed you to him. So he's drawing you to him so that everything that says you're no good, that says, man, I'm shameful, man, I'm, you know, guilt, it's condemnation. The everything that says you're condemned is a lie. And it's tricky because it's a lie that's right in front of your face. This natural world, everything you see, it seems so real. It seems like so real. It's right here. It's right now. But the power of love is beyond this natural state. The power of the love of Christ, of the blood that he gave up for us to live according to his purposes, is beyond this, what you see. I don't know. Get your head out of the way and let it sink into your heart, because it's more than what you see, right? It's beyond what we see. Because you see, and if you start basing your life and your decisions off of what you see, you're going to walk around hurting, man. Women, you're going to walk around hurting. You're going to walk around basing everything on what they did, what she said. Why didn't that happen? Why? What? And that's what you're walking around, and you're beat up. See, and there's the condemnation. The scripture says, and everybody here I'm pretty sure can quote it, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. But the next scripture says that he did not come to condemn the world, but through him the world would be saved. So he didn't come here to point a finger at your mistakes. He knew you were going to make mistakes. He didn't come here to say, Why did you think about that last night? Why did you talk to him that way? Why don't you listen to your mom and dad? He didn't come to say that. He came to say, I love you. And you know what? That thought, it ain't who you are. It's a distraction. I love you. You know what? I love you, and I can see that your heart is for me, and I love you, and you're learning, and one day you're going to be a good parent yourself. That's what he says. And everything else that says that, why did you do that, and you're no good, that's a lie. And it's the right now, and it's the right here, because that's all that Satan has to do with, deal with. That's only his tools are just right here and right now. There will be a day, and judgment will come, but it's not this day. Well, at least it's not this hour. Well, at least it's not this minute, because we're all here right now. Sorry for getting technical, but the point is, there will be a day, but that day is not right now. And he did not come to condemn you guys. He didn't come to condemn me, that we would be saved through him. That his love, the power of love, which in his case was expressed through his blood, which speaks of redemption, freedom, love, mercy, grace, the power of his love sets us free. So that when that thought starts coming, I am not giving it another single. To that point, you know, you guys get to where you're like, you might react. And you're like, uh-oh. Like, oh, man, you feel heavy. You know, you hurt somebody. You know, you hurt. You're like, oh. Right? In that moment when that recognition happens and you're like, oh. You praise God and you move forward. You don't give those... You don't give it like 2 seconds. The mistakes, the stumbles, you don't give it 2 seconds of your thought. You move forward and you praise God and you glorify God and you sing praises to God even if you make it up as you're walking through Walmart. You move forward, you see? It's the forward action, right? So the lie of the enemy is that you're done. You messed up and that's it. You just lost your value. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, but I bought it for years. It used to be the thoughts that Satan would plant in my head. Oh, I just walk around just like can't hardly look at anybody. I'm going, oh my goodness, Lord, no, and I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. And I'm realizing that's Satan just trying to get me to fall into his little, he wants me distracted. Because if I can't recognize and draw off that love of God, then I, of course, I'm no good to anybody else because I'm so worried about me and I did this and that. And I'm just saying the power of love is beyond the here and now. It's eternal. The blood that was shed is eternal. So when you start feeling like, oh, why'd I do that? And I mean, but to the point where it like, you know how it dictates, like it makes, like you make decisions off of your mistakes. You want to overcorrect or you want to, you know, when you start, that's the enemy. That's not of God. God does wants nothing but to see you move forward. He wants nothing but you to drop it like it's not. And here's the other thing. He wants you not to try to be good, right? He doesn't want us to, like, he doesn't, well, I'm not. And it's our heart to please him, but when that's your focus, it becomes an obstacle at times. It becomes a challenge, more of a challenge than saying, Lord, I'm resting in you. I'm resting in you. And you, because we all have those challenges, those bumps in our lives, yeah? We all have them. Look, God loves us, and we're free. We're free right now. And it's the blood of Christ that says so. So you certainly know that God is not a liar. So we need to get every drop of value out of that blood. And you're loved. You're so worth it to him. You're so valuable to him. I'm valuable, and I've got to say that because I don't feel that. My emotions, my thoughts, my feelings, I don't always feel that way. Anybody? I don't always feel that way. I don't always feel like, oh, I'm so valuable. I'm so loved. I'm, especially if I'm, you know, making one of those silly choices, off, you know, just like, oh, you know. But we are, and that's what I'm saying. He loves us so much that he's with us wherever we go, whether you feel him or not, he's there. And he just pushing us along. He's just saying, come on, son, come on, daughter, come on, I love you. This is your victory. Your victory. Oh, you stumbled? Come on. He doesn't say, oh, shame on you. You're done now. Right? I don't know, man. Women, I'm just excited. The battles come, sure they do. But I know that I'm loved. And I know that each one of us that he created, not to throw away, but because he loves us. And every victory you have, you give him the glory. Every stumble you have, you give him the glory. You know, everything that you do, you praise him. And you don't give, because the enemy catches on to our words. He catches on to our attitudes and our behaviors. He sees all that, and he feeds off of it. It does. It gives him ammo. So we do the things that are pleasing to the Holy Spirit, Romans. We live according to his purpose. We rejoice in all things. We pray for, we do these things that just say, no matter what goes on today, I'm praising God, and the enemy's all messed up because he's like, wait a minute. He's trying to throw stuff, and he's like, it's not doing what it should. God is good, amen? And you are loved. And you are loved. And I say that because I know that. You are loved by the Lord himself. And that's we need to just walk in that. Jesse? Come on.
Thanks, bro. What Josh said. It was really good what he said. It really was. Yeah. Hey, guys. I don't feel comfortable without a soundboard in front of me, so somebody bring a soundboard. That's right. Oh, really? I was supposed to receive that? All right. This was an interesting encounter because it was very much unscripted. Yeah, I mean, even Pastor Mike was saying, I'm a little bit nervous here because we don't really have, we just have a basic outline, but I'm not sure what's going to happen. And so this was, I think, the first encounter that I've been to that's been very much unscripted. And so I hope and pray that you ladies have a very unscripted, ambiguous time so that the Lord can move, so that you guys won't get in your own ways, because that's what we need to do. We need to get out of our own ways. And absolutely, this, I think the Holy Spirit's been speaking to a lot of people, a lot individually, and a lot of leaders also, about our sonship, about our identity in Christ, and how valuable we are. And that is something that hasn't been taught, I don't think. And unfortunately, we've lost our identity in Christ, who we are, who God says that we are. And it's really fascinating to me that I have the opportunity, oftentimes working at my home office, to listen to different sermons online. And while I'm working on computers, I'll stream up a pastor. And for the past 6 months, 9 months, I've been hearing this message about identity in Christ. And for the last 6 months, 9 months, I've been hearing Pastor Mike here at my local church, this church that I call my family, talking about identity in Christ, about sonship. And so this is something that is not happening just here at Church on the Move. You guys do a little bit of exploring on your own, you'll see that this is a message. Get this. I was watching the 700 Club on Friday, and a pastor from Malaysia, who has a book called The Lego Principle, is speaking about God's love and how we can't love others into the kingdom unless we first receive love from God himself, unless we love God, we receive his love, which is more important, because it's not about how much we love him, like Tyson said. It's we can't love him. We have good days, we have bad days, but it's about how much he loves us. So we have to receive that love, this Malaysian pastor was saying, before we can then love others, genuinely love others, and say, come and see who my Savior is, who loved me. And this is where's Malaysia? It's, I think, under my feet somewhere on the other side of the world. And I'm listening to the 700 Club, and I'm going, that's sonship. That is identity in Christ. This pastor is preaching identity in Christ to his super church, mega church, thousands, hundreds of thousands that he has. It's absolutely amazing, the same message. And so you guys need to really receive God's love, receive that identity in Christ. You guys already have it. Let's have a little exercise here. This is something the Lord gave me yesterday while I was speaking on the Holy Spirit, which was my first time on that session. I think I've done every session except that one. And then not only was it the first time I did that session, but I was being asked to do it kind of outside the script and not really look at all those papers. So it was really a stretch for me. I went, okay, Lord, I'm going to open my mouth, make words come out. But this is what he gave me. Okay, everybody knows this. What is God? Okay. Jesus Christ, his son, the second part of the Trinity, came and did what for us? Out of? Okay. You know that little voice that Josh was, that thing that Josh was talking about, how you go, all of a sudden you go, oh, I shouldn't have thought that. Oh, I shouldn't have done that, right? Well, the Bible says that there's no really good thing in this flesh called Jesse. And that means there's probably no good thing in any of your guys' flesh. So, you guys have all confessed Jesus as your Savior. That means the Holy Spirit is living in you. The third part of the Trinity. If God the Father's love and Jesus Christ exemplified love, what's the Holy Spirit? Where is the Holy Spirit? Where is he? In your guys' hearts. Right now you have God's love right in you. And he's the one saying, don't turn that way, turn this way. He's the one that is saying, you shouldn't have done that. Only for years we have been taking that as condemnation and saying, oh, you know, God is ready to squash me. But no, it's the Holy Spirit and his love inside of us saying, no, don't do that again. You know, get up. Come this way. Come this way. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, I'm done.
I would like to add that Josh yesterday, he had us do a little exercise after we watched a video, you know, and about how we pray. You know, we tend to pray and we tend to say, oh, forgive me for this, forgive me for that, looking at the things that we've done, condemning ourselves. And after that, he just had us pray, saying thank you, giving praise to God. And when we do that, you know, we take ourselves out of that box. We take ourselves out of that sin, and we stop thinking of ourselves as who we were before we met Jesus, before we knew him and received him. And being the priest of my home, I took that home and shared that with my wife, and that is going to be our focus now, is looking at ourselves as who we are in Christ and identifying with him only him.
Praise God. Amen. So as you can see, Transform was awesome. And so ladies, it's our turn this next week to come. And I know that there are some of you that have said, that say inside yourself, I've been to Encounters, I've been to Transform, I know it all, don't need to hear it again, because I've heard it all. Well, I have just a little quick story to tell you. There was a man that came to church every Sunday, and he heard the pastor preach, and he decided he had heard it for all these years, and he didn't need to go to church anymore because he already heard it all. So he decided to stay home. Well, the pastor got word that this man was not coming back to church, so he went over to pay him a visit. And he knocked on the door, and the man opened the door, and the pastor walked in, shook his hand, and the man showed him to a chair, and he sat down, and God poured him a cup of coffee. The pastor didn't say one word. He just sat there. And he's sipping his coffee, and the old man's kind of just waiting, you know, when's he going to start talking? And the pastor still didn't say one word. He went over to the fireplace, and he got the fireplace tongs out, and he grabbed one of the hot coals out of the fireplace, and he just laid it up on the hearth, put the tongs back, and went and sat back down. So the man's gaze is riveted to this hot coal, as is the pastor's, and they're watching this hot coal. And slowly it turns from red, a little bit lighter, to almost a pink and yellow, but then it goes to a black and then to a gray. Pastor still does not say one word. Gets up, grabs the tongs, grabs that coal that looks like it's completely done, and he puts it back in the fire. All of a sudden, it begins to glow and turn red, and then all of a sudden, the fire begins to leap up out of that coal. Pastor went, put the tongs back, went over, put his hand out, shook the man's hand, and the man said, "I'll see you next Sunday." What that's telling us is that we still have so much to learn about God. And you may have been to a lot of encounters and a lot of transforms, but let me just say this one thing. God is not finished with not one of us. He still has so much more for us to hear and to learn. And it may not be from any of the leaders. It may be in your time of sitting down in your small group or sitting down during a meal, and all of a sudden a woman that you don't know very well comes over and sits beside you, and all of a sudden the power of God is upon her and she's able to speak life into you. That's what we're talking about. It's different every single time. So ladies, I encourage you, don't let anything stop you, even if you've been to a ton of them. Let this be your day. Grab it. Take it. Take possession of it. Let this be your time. And I promise that God will not disappoint you. After this weekend, on the 20th, it's time for the Impact Kids and the Impact and the Kids Transform. It starts at 9 o'clock. The children get done at 1, but the teens go on to 3-ish, 4-ish, we're not sure, 3 o'clock. It's including lunch and dinner. There's breakfast and lunch, sorry. Don't know where my brain is. But it's only $10 for our kids to attend. So if you want your children to go, it's ages, it doesn't say on here, 6 to 10 for the kids, and then 11 and up for the Impact. Is that correct, Pastor Josh? Excuse me. Envelopes are up here for you guys to grab, so please get one on your way out. The other thing I do want to announce is that Pastor Eric and Nancy, as most of you know, have left and gone down to Bethel, and they are down there for 1 year learning. God has given both of them job interviews, but as of yet, neither one of them have found jobs because of the economy that we're in. This coming Monday, their rent is due, and on Tuesday, if they do not have their tuition, they will be locked out of Bethel until they do. So they are in desperate, desperate need of financial help. I want to ask you guys to pray for them. I want to ask you guys to ask God to open up the windows of heaven and pour out his blessing on them. If God speaks to you and that's through you, praise his name. There are envelopes up here for that exact thing, for Pastor Eric and Pastor Nancy. We want to bless them with prayer, and if God moves on you, also to be a blessing to them financially. Amen? Okay, at the end of the month, on Wednesday, the very last Wednesday of the month, we are going to be having a family movie night here at the church. We're going to be having popcorn. We're going to have games set up in the back of the room in the fellowship hall, but a movie going downstairs. We as a church have separated ourselves from the season of Halloween. We don't celebrate Halloween as a church. It is something that we feel God has completely moved us away from. But we do want to join together as a family in order to keep your kids safe and bring them here. We will watch a family movie. We will have popcorn. It will just be a family night. So if you all want to join us, we'll be here downstairs. I don't even know if we've decided a time. 6 maybe? 6. We'll let you know later on what time. But it's going to be in the evening time, so it'll get you guys out of your home and get you here at the church. And we're just going to be together as a family. Can I go ahead? On the 26th, 27th, 27th. On the 27th. So 20th. Okay, the 28th. Sorry. Is water baptism. We're going to be having a water baptism after all of these transform. So if you have not been baptized or you were a really tiny little kid and you don't remember a thing and you truly want to have a water baptism for you to remember, we invite you to plan on that day. If you would like to be baptized, please see Pastor Mike or Pastor Josh and they'll let you know how you go about doing that. And we also have coming on the 9th and the 10th of November. Okay to announce that one? It's called a marriage intensive. And what this is it's for married couples. It's Friday night and Saturday. Saturday doesn't go the whole day. But we actually have a time of couples coming together and going through a process of learning a godly marriage. Learning, even if you're an engaged couple, you can come because it will give you tools to use in your marriage. And then that very next day on Sunday, we're having our annual chili feed. So if you'd like to enter a chili, more information will be coming about that, but you can come and see any of the staff and they'll be able to help you. Anything else that just one thing. Okay, one more thing. Sorry, I know it's a lot, but we haven't figured out our announcements yet. This is the fall banquet for Life Choices, and it's coming at the end of October on, I'm looking for the day, October 23rd. And if you are interested, you can see this flyer. It's going to be on the back table. But also, Panda, would you stand up, please? See Panda. She also has all of the information. She can get you a ticket, or if you'd like to be a table host, she can get you the information that you need. Okay? All right, let's stand, shall we? And what I'd like to do, if you guys don't mind, all of you men that came, if you just come stand here in the middle of the floor right here, all of the men. Sorry, Jess. We'll pray for Jesse up there. But all of the rest of you, you know, God does not start a work. Somebody's on my cord. Okay, there we go. God does not start a work that he is not lovingly willing to complete it. Amen? That's what the scripture says. So if you guys would all just stretch your hands this way, we're going to pray over our men. We're going to pray God's blessing on them and that what they received yesterday would be retained for him, for his glory. Father, we thank you for each man that's standing here, God. Father, yesterday the work that you did, God. Father, we pray that it would be so cemented within their spirits, God, that fruit would come out of it, Lord. Father, we pray that their identity in Christ, our identity in Christ as sons and daughters, Lord God, would be so evident in them, God. Father, that you would just bless them with it, God. That you would just make that word alive in their spirits, oh God. Father, I just pray, Lord God, as these are men and priests of their homes, God, that they would not be too staunch and too stoic, God, that they cannot receive your love. Pour it on them, God, we pray. Pour it into their spirits. Overwhelm them with your love. Let them know, God, that you love them and that you're their dad, that you're their papa, as Glenn said. I love that. You're their papa. Let them just pour it out on them, God, so that it fills them so much that it overflows into their family, God. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that this word would be sealed in them, God, to bring about the fruit that you desire. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't forget to come get any envelope that you need. See Panda about the life choices. Amen. Ladies, we'll see you next week.
One thing. Okay, I'm going to say one more thing, Saints, before y'all leave here. We want to honor three women's that are downright the best cooks in Yakima. They was here in the Transform yesterday. These women can cook. I just want to say that. We enjoyed that food. We thank you for blessing us with the food and blessing us in a spiritual way.
Hallelujah. Amen.
when I'm dry and thirsty, Lord, and I'm crying out for more. I know I can trust in your love. And in the darkness and the night, when I'm starving for the light, I know I can trust in your love.